Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only six numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these six numbers, 785-833.
So finances are very important, and the importance of finances can be helpful to know at a young age. And that's where Intuit comes into play. Intuit helps you take control of your finances through products from Intuit, like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. Intuit has helped 100 million people live their best financial lives. Visit Intuit.com to start living yours. That's Intuit.com, Intuit.com to start living yours. Let's get into it.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby Bones.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up. Hey. Oh, this is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go. Welcome to Tuesday's show. Morning, Sam.
Morning.
Let's go around the room and check in with the crew. The lead singer of his favorite band is Eddie Vedder, and given how much he plays golf, you'd think his game would be better. Here's producer Eddie.
That's funny. So did you guys know that Abby, I guess, is our resident dog sitter? Because we knew that she watched your dogs, yeah. And you pay her some good money to do that.
Well, because she's... Not because I think she's a dog sitter. It's because I value her time, and she's very trustworthy.
But you give her good money to do
good
that.
I do, but
are you guys are you trying to hire her?
No. No, somebody else has hired her.
Go ahead.
Morgan has also hired Abby, and Morgan pays her the same amount of good money.
That's awesome.
That's crazy.
You know why?
She pays her as much as Bobby?
Pretty close. I don't know if it's right at Bobby's, but pretty close. But Abby stays over at my house. She's been dog watching for me for a long time.
Guys, Abby is milking us.
No, she's not. Abby is trustworthy and dependable, and we love our dogs, and we want to leave our dog with somebody dependable, right?
Yeah. Sure. And she doesn't even, she wasn't a big fan of cats, and she stays over with a cat, too. I'm going to pay her when she's staying with all of
them. But what happened to the friend discount? Hey, we're buds.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't worry about
what
it.
What happened to the, hey, we're friends, so let me help you. If you stay, you're my friend. Let me make sure...
I get that part too.
I mean, but it's not like it's an inconvenience for Abby. She has nothing else going on.
That is not true.
that's how you rate paying people because
she doesn't have another light.
Let's bring Abby in. Abby, would you please come to the microphone? Abby's over at the phones right now. Abby, first of all, when I ask you sometimes to watch the dogs, that doesn't feel insulting to you, right?
Mm-mm, no.
It's literally because you're dependable and we love our dogs so much.
Yeah.
And then we try to pay you to reflect how much we respect you.
Which I love.
Okay. And then Morgan is also having you watch her dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And what are your thoughts on that?
Love it.
Okay. And Lunchbox says you have nothing to do.
Okay. That's not true.
No.
Why would you think I don't have anything to do? What's the reason?
Well, I'm saying she doesn't have a family. She just has her one little, her little condo that she stays at. So she goes to these bigger places. She has more room to explore. She's closer to the city. I mean, it's actually an advantage for her.
Well, I would love if that were the case. And two, that when she watches our dog, she doesn't have to stay there the whole day. It's not like she has to watch them all day with her eyes.
Exactly.
She just has to stay every few hours.
Yeah. I mean, staying at your house is rewarding.
Yeah, I'd be like, am I at a hotel?
Abby, well, we're very thankful that you exist on this show and that you are such a good friend. You help us with these things.
Of course. Anybody else? Eddie. Lunchbox,
yeah, exactly.
You guys need
She wants our money now.
I can't pay you Bobby Bunny.
Bobby Bunny?
Abby, thank you. Bobby Bunny out. Thank you.
Okay. What about kids? Did you do kids?
No chance.
We bought a pallet of random items because this next person, and with this new purchase, one would say his investment ideas continue to worsen. Here's Lunchbox.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas. I went to the store with my wife the other day. Christmas decorations already out for sale. Let's go. We haven't even reached Halloween.
But almost. A week.
Yeah, but then you have Thanksgiving. But they don't. No one cares about Halloween. No one cares about Thanksgiving. We are straight on to Christmas. I mean, not only that, then we go home and watch TV, and there's a Christmas commercial. Stop it. Why are we rushing to Christmas? Can we not enjoy Halloween?
This is the old guy in his front yard with his fist up to the clouds right now.
Stop it.
Hey, you need to quit.
I mean, I love Christmas. Love it.
Well, then what's the problem?
But we haven't even done Halloween yet. But Halloween is the best. Also.
Okay.
But we can't even enjoy Halloween without
you
them.
Can. It's you keeping the enjoyment from yourself. It doesn't bother me when there are Christmas decorations out. It doesn't.
So what if someone had Santa in their front yard right now? Would you be like, oh, that's okay?
Yes.
Yeah, I literally wouldn't care.
It doesn't bother me. It's actually, I'm like, oh, wow, yay.
It would take nothing away. I'd be like, well, that's kind of early. But it would take nothing away from my life. I'd say they must really love Christmas. That's cool.
Yeah, if that brings them joy.
You get anger at the weirdest things.
So weird, man.
Moving on, she graduated from Texas A&M, which is located in College Station. And when it comes to the pile of stories, she provides that information. Here's Amy. Yes, yes, yes.
So, I don't know, was it last week or whatever you were talking about how you didn't know how to start a fire in your fireplace?
No, I knew how. It wasn't that. It literally was the gas starter. I didn't want it to explode in the house. I had to install that. Yeah. I know how to start a fire.
You did install it?
Yeah.
Yeah, he did.
I do, because you have to take unscrew, screw, take the gas, make sure that it's off, put the edge, the back end on it.
But how much time did you spend on it?
I just couldn't get the unscrew off.
Okay. Well, I just...
What's your point? It was... like rusted together, so I couldn't get the end off.
Okay, so my friend had a funny story, and it made me think of you, where she went camping.
I'm about to be insulted.
No, you're not.
Okay, go ahead.
She went camping with her boyfriend, and he was adamant that he wanted to build the fire, but I guess however you build a fire the old school way, like I'm like, can you just throw a match or a lighter? I don't know what's allowed when you're camping. But
neither of those will work in starting a fire, throwing a match or a lighter. Go ahead. Well,
I don't know how it works, but he could not get it going. And she learned a lot about him. She's still attracted to him and whatnot, but she actually was like, wow, he really was not going to give up.
He might be from New York City.
Get a rope. That's embarrassing, though. If you're going to take her camping, you got to know how to start the fire.
It's only embarrassing if you take her camping and you declare you can start the fire.
Which he did.
Or did he say, I would like to start the fire?
No, he was frustrated because something was going wrong and he couldn't start the fire. And he's like, I swear I know how to do this. I know how to start a fire. Anyway.
I can start a fire. Even in the woods, I can start a fire. That's one of the things I can do, oddly. It started a pretty good fire. I can find brush or kindling or paper if you have it. But you never just throw a match or gas. If you have gas, oh boy. Everybody gets fire. Yes, you get fire. You get a fire. All right, Amy. Thank you. Raymond, go ahead.
From Mount Pine, Arkansas, his desk is filled with so much stuff. You wonder, when is enough enough? Bobby Bones.
That's absolutely true. So I had this callus kind of on the left side of my right foot, on that little point there on the front of my foot. And my wife's like, let me get this off. Let me cut this off.
Ugh.
And it's really hard. There's no feeling to it. Like, you can thump it, kick it, bop it. Nothing happens.
Twist it.
So I didn't want her to cut it off because I feel like she can't feel what I feel. So she wouldn't be able to get it right. So I cut it off myself. And it's nothing crazy, but I cut it way too deep.
So now it hurts.
What did you use to cut it?
Kills me. Knife in the kitchen.
Ugh.
What?
Did you sterilize it, dude?
No, you put it in the dishwasher, man.
It was clean.
Put alcohol on it.
Anyway, I cut it off, and I cut it too deep.
Oh, my gosh.
And now it kills.
I hope you don't get infected.
Same. Me too. I put some alcohol in it after, like these little wipes, because I have to inject myself with something every morning. Anyway, these needles, it doesn't matter. But, so I think it's okay, but it hurts to walk.
You on the roids?
No.
I wish.
That's what I was doing. I was like, man, you don't want to talk about steroid use? Or
PEDs,
I wish. I definitely would let those rip for sure. But yeah, so if you see me limping today, that's what's up. I cut a little too deep into the callus. You ever do that? You ever cut stuff off?
No. I mean, my hangnails, I guess, but I use...
Oh, those would kill me too because I rip those out with my teeth. Ooh. If I get one and just blood it. Look, what's that?
Oh, it's a Band-Aid.
It's a Band-Aid right now because I ripped a hangnail out. Mm. I still buy my fingernails like a disgusting idiot that everybody hates. All right, well.
That's how you feel about yourself.
That's true. Yeah. That's it. Let's get the show started now. Thank you guys for being here. Let's open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. My 12-year-old loves rap music. I've only allowed it, but only if it's clean versions of the song. Now he's asking to listen to the explicit versions because all his friends are allowed to do it. He loves Drake, Travis Scott, Lil Peep, Lil Uzi Vert, all which can get very explicit. To be honest, I find the music disturbing, but my son loves it. Should I let my 12-year-old listen to explicit rap Or is there harm in exposing him to this type of material? Signed, Mortified Minnesota Mom. Amy.
He's 12. He doesn't need to listen to the explicit version of these songs. No.
Kids bop or die or bust?
Yeah.
you can search like...
The clean.
Yeah. Just put clean
she knows.
Give you the clean version.
Yeah, she knows that. She addressed that. She's just saying like he's wanting to listen to the explicit. But I mean, kids want to do all kinds of things. I mean, shoot, I want to do all kinds of things, but like you just have to,
What do you want to do?
What do you want to do, Amy? Tell us
more. I don't, you know.
Listen to dirty stuff.
What do you want to do that you can't?
Yeah.
Like.
Kill somebody?
Well, sometimes there's this red light near my house. It never turns green and nobody's around. And I'm like, I really want to just go.
Just run it.
Because the minute I do,
the kid gets
or I don't know if there's
music.
A camera. But you know what I mean? It's kind of like you got to be like, okay, I just have to wait until it turns green. He's going to have to wait until he's a little more mature and can handle some of that.
What if he, well, is there an age, a specific age?
Yeah, I don't.
So what if he is mature enough at 12 to handle that?
I do agree that some kids develop at different timelines, but 12 seems a little much for me. But I don't know how you handle that in your house. I mean, some homes cuss openly in the home. Like some houses talk about certain topics. Some of these songs are talking about very explicit things and it gets dirty. Trust me. I mean, my daughter's 16 and a half and I got in her car the other day and Nicki Minaj was saying, I don't even know what. And I was like, what? I need the clean version. And she's 16 and a half. But, you know, her dad and I have just sort of with her picking our battles at times because she goes to live concerts and you hear the real lyrics at the concerts. So it's 12 to me is just too young probably, but you have to ultimately decide what's best for your home.
Eddie?
Simple.
Your kid didn't even get music, does he?
No.
It's crickets or bust.
My oldest likes rap music too. And like what's crazy about it is we do clean versions, whatever, because he always comes to me, he's like, hey, dad, listen to this. It's new. Cool. He does a clean version. And I expected that he would on his own listen to the dirty or the whatever, the explicit version. And I went to his room one time to kind of, because he was listening to music and he was still listening to clean. So I think he just, whatever. He knows that he doesn't really care to listen to those words, but he listens to the clean version. But I was told a long time ago, put it this way. Would you allow someone into your house and start talking like that to your family or to your son, to your 12-year-old son? If the answer is yes, then let him listen to that music. If the answer is no,
you're also inviting in someone and they're doing art. But like, would you show them a movie where somebody got murdered? Would you allow somebody to come in that house and murder the family?
Exactly.
That's the dumbest analogy I ever heard.
I mean, you ask yourself that question.
No, don't ask yourself that question.
Okay, but
would
Eddie,
you let your kid watch a movie with a murder?
I mean,
you would. Okay, would you let a neighbor come in and kill everybody?
I don't think it works with murder.
Bobby just slapped him with some truth right there.
And still, even the clean versions are still a little. Like, yeah. I wouldn't let someone come in and just start talking that way to my kids.
This is you wouldn't be like, hey, would you like to...
They just skip the lyrics?
Yeah, skip it over. This is what I'll say. I don't have kids, so I'm an expert. They're listening to it. If they want to listen to it anyway, listen to it anyway when you're not there. They're 12. They have many ways to get to music on YouTube. If they want to hear the non-clean version, they're doing it already. I understand if you just don't want it in your home, but they're doing it already. That doesn't mean you can let them freely. But when I was, and I was a really mature 12-year-old because I had to be, but I didn't even know what that meant. Some of those songs, like... Baby, when we're grinding, I get so excited. The next too close. I didn't know what that was about.
We weren't smart.
Or
kids
Jordan.
Nowadays,
or
they know that.
Jordan.
It wasn't me.
New Knight. Kid on the Block.
Knight.
He'd be like, baby, you know I will give it to you. And I'd be like,
present?
A gift? Yeah. And I was like 16.
Yeah.
But I'm not a words guy. I think if your 12-year-old wants to listen to it, he's going to anyway. You don't have to allow it in the house, but there's going to be a point where you have to determine your battles with your 12-year-old.
Pick your battles.
And if you want to start allowing them a little bit of freedom and maturity to see if they're mature enough to handle it. I don't know that this is the one, but it could be. And then after that, it can be stay out later. But you just got to slowly start dipping. I'm an expert. I have kids.
But also, I will say this. Whatever you do decide, give a reason for it.
So it's just words.
Yeah. Oh, well,
who cares about a word?
Well, I mean, you got to remind them not to repeat that.
I hear you, but you can do that. We don't say it, but you
right.
listen to it. You don't murder people, but you can watch it.
Right.
It's crazy. We can watch violence. Gory, bloody violence. Boom, boom, boom. Shooting, killings.
It really is.
But someone wants to say the word ding dong, but a little girl. Like, oh, my God. Keep that out of the house. Mm-hmm. Our priorities are whacked.
I don't know. Some songs are a little dirtier than Ding Dong, but I...
For sure.
You
heard Megan Thee Stallion?
They get really
Yes,
intense.
I have. Body, yaddy, 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 yaddy,
yaddy, yaddy. I'm like, turn that off.
But I'd rather hear that than... in real life than watch people get murdered.
Right. It really is case by case.
Well, you can
case.
Take both of those out of the house.
You can't, though. You can. The video games have them. They're going to be on headsets with kids that are cursing.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Just let them know there's a time and place for this. I prefer you not to cuss, but if you don't listen to it, fine.
Oh. Every human's brain is so different, is influenced in different ways. So you just have to know your kid. But yeah, I'll just say one last time, as parents, we have to remember if we're saying yes or no to something, especially no, we need to give our kids a reason why and not just leave it at no, we don't, no, well, we don't do that.
Tracy Chapman said it best.
What?
Give me one reason to stay here, and I'll tell you why you can't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she didn't really say
Listen
why.
Listen right back, music. Go around.
Yeah, it's just music. My kids can come out curse. I don't even curse, is the weird thing. I don't say a single curse word, but I'm like,
Yeah, when your kid says something, you're going to be like,
I'm going to laugh like crazy.
No, you're not. Here's what you're going to do. It's crazy. You're going to be like, hey, you don't say that. And then you go into your room, you're like, that's funny.
Yeah.
I did that now on Lunchbox.
Right.
Why'd you say that, man? I go to my office, I'm like, did you hear him?
Yeah.
Did you hear him go after Abby? That's hilarious.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
We're here to help you. We're here to warn you. We're here to keep you out of trouble. That's why we do this segment called Scam Alert. Scam Alert. Keeping you from getting scammed. Mike D is in studio. Mike D, what happened to you?
This one almost got me. I got an email saying, hey, thank you for your payment. And attached was an invoice for $300 saying, hey, you got your payment. You're all good.
You've already paid. Ooh, that's a new
one. Just the receipt.
That's a new one. So how'd you feel?
I was like, I did not pay for this. Like, I didn't pay $300. And my immediate thing was, I need to get this canceled right now because I don't want to have this charge on my account. And then I started thinking about it. I was like, wait a minute. There's nothing attached to this. There's no company name. It's from like a Hotmail account.
Oh, the Hotmail will get you every time. Yeah.
Let me look at this attachment. And at the bottom, all it says, hey, if you have any questions, call this number. So I looked into it. What they want you to do is say, hey, I want to dispute this. You call the number. And in order for them to take away the charge, they get your credit card info.
So they're like, give us the number that you paid for it on.
They're like, yeah, we'll fix this for you, right? No problem.
Wow.
Just give us your info and we'll refund it. But then they have all your info. So it's almost like a scam within a scam.
They're not even saying you owe us. They're like, you already paid.
Should we have Lunchbox call them?
Yep.
I'm afraid, though, if you call.
You just don't give them any info.
I'm just going to give them and be like, well, can't you tell me what credit card I used? Just look at the thing and see what they say.
Yeah, I hear you. I would just be scared to call. It's like.
I'm not scared.
On your own cell phone?
I'll call the company phone.
Exactly.
Yeah. Usually you call, it's like a call center, and they're just set up for this to keep taking calls, taking information.
Yeah, one of my favorite things to watch on TikTok are people that bust these scammers, and they scam them back and figure out where they are. It's a pretty cool thing to watch.
One of the best ones are whenever they like find out their real identity and they call them by their name.
Oh.
Got them.
They freak out.
And they're like, oh my God.
How did you know that?
Or they're like, we know exactly where you're located. Click. And then he calls them back. He's like, I got you.
Wow.
That stuff's awesome. Anybody else been scammed recently? Everybody looks at Amy.
No, and I have open. Not.
No, nothing?
No, I'm on high alert. So much so that like real things happen and I'm like, it's a scam. Ooh.
I mean, I almost got scammed by someone saying, oh, don't worry, my flight doesn't get in until 6:30. Sorry, it's a little delayed. And you're like, what? And you're thinking, oh, you want them to make sure they get a hold of their friends. And I told my wife, it's a scam. She's like, no, we got to reply. So she replies, oh, I think you got the wrong number. You're not coming to see me. Oh, I'm not. Well, you seem like a nice person.
Oh, and it's like they start God, I get that too, where it's like, Tracy? Question mark?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No. So I just don't respond at all.
Smart.
Because if they figure out if you're a dude or a girl, they'll probably send you a picture of the opposite sex that's really attractive. Oh, I must have the wrong number. Well, anyway, this is me just texting the wrong number, and it's like this hot person, and you're like, oh, well, hello.
That communication went on and on and on like that on my daughter's phone. Even after we revealed I was with her, I was baiting them along, that she was a teenager, and they kept, where's your mom and dad? And then, can you send a picture?
Ugh.
It's disgusting.
Yeah. That's terrible.
Yeah, I put
daughter?
It up. I put it up on my Instagram as a warning of how they were.
You just can't trust anything. Can't trust any link. Can't trust any email.
But our company does do those fake emails, try to get us. So that's pretty cool.
I heard somebody got the other day here.
Oh, I saw him got.
You saw Lunchbox?
Yeah.
Take the bait?
Yeah, I saw him get the email.
Mr. I don't get scammed, take the bait.
And then he looked around like,
So what was it?
It was an email that said, hey, it was from, quote, our company. And it said that you have violated our website policy, meaning you've been visiting some risky.
He does that, and he goes to naked sites all the time.
Correct.
For work.
And he looks around.
We never ask you to do that.
Yeah, you tell me, hey, research that.
No,
Google
we
it.
Never tell you to research it. Go ahead.
He looked around like.
You saw him physically look around?
Oh, I saw him read the email and be like, oh. But then we all got the email because it was one of those trap emails that the company tries to get. But for a second.
That's a shady one.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I'm saying.
And then you know the shady dudes are the ones clicking it.
Exactly. They take inventory of that.
Did you click the link?
I replied. I'm like, oh, you know. And then, of course.
You replied?
He had a whole defense going.
See, what happened was.
I said, I don't know what website it was. If you could send me that website, I could, you know, we were probably doing a story about it on the show.
Give me a break.
And that was it. And then you get the email a couple days later saying, did you fall for that? And I'm like, dang, nerds upstairs need to stop that crap.
Now they're checking his history for
you. You need to get off the dirty sites, is what it sounds like.
Well, I mean,
it's funny you watched him look around the room to see if anybody noticed he got the email.
that email came in big, and I was like, uh-oh, because it had big writing, too. Like, boom, like, shh.
What'd it say?
It said, you have been looking, there's a flag or something on your, and I was like, uh-oh.
It's a flag.
You know what
Sounds
I mean?
About right.
They got me.
So, by the way, the scam alert, though. Scam alert is if someone sends you a receipt for something you've already paid, don't call them and give them your credit card number.
Yeah, don't look at the fake invoice.
But, yeah, we'll go to your credit card and see if there's a payment that matches up, because then you may really need to try to handle it. And I would go through your bank anyway, not the place.
Oh, so much work.
Mm. I know, but... These are the times.
Scandal. All right. Thank you, my D.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
The 67-year-old woman, Robin Sipes, lost her cat. Cat died. But she went to the doctor for something. Well, she was feeling depressed, but she thought maybe he would prescribe her with other things. And he literally wrote a prescription for her to get another cat.
Take that in the pharmacy, see what happens.
Yeah.
It's a long wait.
She wasted no time filling her prescription, by the way, because on her way home from the appointment, which is this way I feel like this is all meant to be, she stopped at a produce stand where they just so happened to have a little kitten running around there who had lost a paw in an accident. And she convinced them that she could give this cat a good loving home and all the care that the cat needs. And she named the cat Earlene after her doctor.
Dr. Earlene?
Yeah. Well,
Dr. Earl.
Earl is the doctor, but the cat is a girl, so Earlene.
Wonder if insurance will pay for any of that cat.
Oh, yeah.
Doctor prescribed it.
Prescription, man. What do you do?
Yeah. Good for her. Good for the doctor. That's a good story. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer. But I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight. And visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as the Boar's Nest, Sue's Place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash, alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest. Sue Brewer and the birth of outlaw country music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest. On the phone right now is Blake, who lives in Virginia Beach. Blake, what's going on, buddy?
Yeah, I was wondering why Lunchbox is trying to hustle more money out of y'all for a resale license. Y'all didn't have a resale license whenever y'all did the storage unit.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, he doesn't know what he's talking about most of the time.
No,
he gets
wrong.
Himself in waist deep and then doesn't really have a way to get out.
Wrong, Blake. I'm sorry that you know, got all upset this morning and you've been drinking or something. I don't know. You seem a little angry. But some of these places would not sell to you a pallet if you didn't have a resale license. So that was why. But then I was able to find somewhere that didn't. So, yes, in the beginning, it looked like we were going to have to get a resale license. Yeah. So I was going to need more money. That's it.
That tracks.
He always needs more. No, it doesn't track.
No, it does
but
track.
Tracks us. He always needs more money.
Absolutely.
And then he always goes, I can't give your money back for some reason. But, yes, later on, we'll be able to, for the first time, see what's in the pallet. We did not give him more money. We wanted our money back. He wouldn't give it to us.
But what I always do, I come through and we make money. Mm-hmm.
Okay. We'll
see. Blake, would you like to play a game for some money?
Sure.
Okay, we're going to play, because our listeners loved it so much, the 90s movie quote game.
Okay. Oh, boy.
So what it is I'm just going to give you a movie line from a movie. All you gotta do is name the movie from the 90s. Now, you can win, Blake, if you pick the person that wins the game. Is the person Amy, Lunchbox, or Eddie?
He ain't picking me.
Eddie.
Okay.
That's right.
Eddie, if you win, he wins. A $250 gift card.
And that's Blake?
Yes.
All right, let's go, Blake.
$250 gift card, courtesy of our friends at Hyundai. Visit a local Hyundai dealer for a test drive. Tell them Bobby Bones sent you. I don't know what they'll say if you say that. But we'd love it because it'd help us. Yeah. Hyundai, it's your journey. All right, here we go, guys. We have seven of these. Number one.
The price is wrong.
What?
We cut off a bad word at the end of that. Here you go again.
The price is wrong.
Barely cut it off. I'm in.
I'm in for the win.
Okay.
Amy?
I don't know. Titanic.
Lunchbox.
Happy Gilmore.
Eddie?
That's Happy Gilmore.
Happy Gilmore. Bob Barker. The price is wrong.
Oh.
Rest in peace, Bob.
All right, next one up.
You jump, I jump, remember? I can't turn away without knowing you'll be all right.
I'm in.
One more time, Ray.
You jump, I jump, remember? I can't turn away without knowing you'll be all right.
You jump, I jump.
Oh, keep going.
I'll never live without knowing you're all right.
Yeah.
And one more time.
You jump, I jump, remember? I can't turn away without knowing you'll be all right.
All right, I'm in.
You guess, or you are?
I'm in. I mean,
what do you have?
I put Titanic because that's what Amy said last time.
Eddie?
Titanic.
Amy?
It's Titanic. Right. And now I'm kind of freaked out in my brain.
Why?
Just because I knew that first clip was not Titanic. I was just naming
and
a movie.
You gave it to Lunchbox.
I mean, I was like, it could be that. I mean, I don't know.
All right, next one up.
Or I had a
it's not a tumor.
Well, what movie is that?
I'm in.
Here it is again.
It's not a tumor.
Not a tumor.
One more time.
It's not a tumor.
Oh, I guess I'm in.
Oh, man, is that?
Yeah, exactly.
Titanic.
That would freak me out, dude.
It's not a tumor.
It's like I was seeing the future.
All right, I'm in.
Lunchbox.
Kindergarten Cop.
Eddie.
Kindergarten Cop.
Amy.
Kindergarten Cop.
Yes!
Wow!
Okay.
I thought of maybe Junior. Like, what's the...
Great job, Twins.
Twins? Could any of those.
All right, next up.
Don't nobody go in the bathroom for about 35, 45 minutes.
I'm in.
Don't nobody go in the bathroom for about 35, 45 minutes.
What?
Is that so funny?
Home is the right name of the movie. I've never seen. Oh my God.
Everybody in?
Yeah.
Lunchbox?
Nutty Professor.
Incorrect.
Yeah,
oh, no.
Eddie.
Nutty Professor.
Incorrect. Amy, you can tie it if you get this. What do you have?
Medea.
No.
What is it?
Friday.
That's right. Friday. Yeah. That's it. Again.
Is that Eddie Murphy?
No. It's the dad.
That's the, yeah.
All right, here we go. Next up.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
Lunchbox and Eddie in the lead right now with three. And
I'm in.
Two.
I'm in for the win.
I'm in.
One more time, please.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
Eddie?
Give me Rush Hour.
Amy?
Rush Hour.
Lunchbox?
Give me Rush Hour.
Correct. Good job. And action.
Hasta la vista, baby.
And action.
Hasta la vista, baby.
I'm in.
Oh no, Eddie's struggling.
Well, how specific?
Eddie's struggling. Lunchbox is in.
I'm in for the win.
He's in quick.
I'm in.
One more time.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Amy, are you good?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I was in a while ago.
She's still writing something, though.
Oh, I'm doodling.
Like a journal? Okay.
Let's not doodle.
Yeah, yeah. All right, let's go over to Amy.
Terminator 2?
Eddie?
Terminator. That's all I put.
Lunchbox?
Terminator.
It's Dang Terminator
it.
2.
What is up? Amy, that's what we're talking about.
I knew it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Amy got the point.
Wow.
But there was a long pause there. Terminator.
But I. What do I have next to my Terminator?
She has it written there, but also I was going to let her...
Finish?
Yes.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Well, last, here we go.
Did you see how she hung on there? Like, should I say the two?
Yeah. I never gave her a look. I never gave her a look.
It's what you right now.
Whoa.
Okay.
Jeez.
Here we go.
You sound like this guy on the phone.
No, you did challenge her. You did challenge her. Here we go. Last one.
Housekeeping.
I'm in.
Housekeeping.
I'm in.
What?
Housekeeping.
Housekeeping?
Housekeeping.
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 I'm not going out that easy, fools.
I saw Lunchbox write it down, and I saw his pen. I think he's right.
He's just from the how
just
long
from his
writing.
Pen. Well, because I saw the way his pen was moving. Lunchbox.
Tommy Boy.
Eddie.
Tommy Boy.
Amy.
Tommy Boy.
Correct.
Woo!
Wow.
We're all tied up.
Are we all tied?
We're all tied up.
Wow.
We're going to do speed round.
Oh, boy.
Hey, does that guy want to jump ship and to get on my team?
We're going to do three of them as in speed round.
Okay.
Buzz in with your name. Okay. Ready? Go.
Eddie.
That's Clueless.
Correct. One.
Yeah.
You're Amy.
Yeah.
You're in.
I for whatever reason, I thought I was. I lost.
Yeah, but you talked about the clip.
You got Terminator 2.
Goodness.
Okay.
You really.
Well, everybody suffered from that one.
I know, but
Eddie
was,
got it.
I know, yeah. But I started paying attention to Amy.
Yeah, I didn't suffer.
Here we go. Buzz in.
Everything is the devil to you, Mama.
Lunchbox.
Mr. Deeds.
Incorrect.
Eddie. That's Waterboy.
Correct.
Yeah! All right. Let's go!
It's over.
One more?
Doesn't matter.
Blake's celebrating.
You had me at
home. Lunchbox.
Lunchbox.
Jerry Maguire.
Correct. Eddie, you are the winner. Nice job, buddy.
Wow, that was stressful.
Hey, Blakey. Hey, Blakey.
Balake?
Hey, Balake. Hey, Blake.
Oh, he hung up.
Yeah.
There he is. Hey, you won $250 courtesy of Hyundai. $250.
No way!
Yes.
Was he not listening?
I don't know. He had to change phone lines. That's all in the middle of it. Hey, Blake, so yeah, you're a winner. $250, $250 gift card from Hyundai at your journey. You don't have to spend it at Hyundai. You can spend it wherever you want.
Yeah, man, it's your journey.
Yeah, Hyundai's just giving you a $250 gift card. Do the journey how you want to do it, okay?
Jackpot, thank
you. Yeah, dude, you're welcome, Blake.
What do you want to say to Lunchbox?
Beat it.
What? That's cool.
Beat it, buddy. All right, there he is. Blake and Eddie are winners. Nice job. What'd you do, Eddie?
Well, my son's going to homecoming. He didn't have a date. It was just him and two of his buds, and they were going to go out to eat. So we kind of split them up amongst parents. Like, all right, one set of parents, we're going to pick them up and take them to the restaurant. And then me and my wife, we're going to go pick them up from the restaurant, take them to prom.
Got it.
So I'm driving to the restaurant.
Homecoming.
homecoming.
It does feel like prom, though.
It does.
Yeah.
It does.
Because we never had homecoming like this.
Dress up, dinner.
But now, yeah, it does feel
and
like
they were
prom.
Wearing suits, too, so it did feel like prom.
Right.
So I text them. I'm like, I'm outside the restaurant. Let me know when you're ready. He says, all right, we're coming out. So I thought it'd be funny to kind of act like an Uber. So I didn't say anything. Just roll the window down like, hey, are you so-and-so? Yes, it's me, Dad. All right, hop in.
His friends are with him.
Yes.
Do you know his friends already?
I've met one of them. I didn't know the other one.
Oh, no.
And so I'm driving in the front like, so you guys from Nashville? You visiting?
Do they know you're doing a bit?
The friends were laughing. They're like, yeah, no, we're from Atlanta. Okay. They played along.
So they knew you were doing a bit.
Of course.
Got it.
I put on some Drake, you know, I'm like trying to be cool. And my wife's like, stop. I'm like, no, just go with it. Go with it. So I start making
small. Your wife's with you?
Oh, yeah. She's in the passenger seat. Like, literally embarrassed, like just kind of covering her face. And so I start saying like, oh, so you guys going to homecoming, huh? Like, oh, you guys got, are you going to meet girls out there and all this stuff? And they're like, yeah, yeah. And my son's like, Dad, stop. Just stop talking. And I'm finally I drop him off. And then later I pick up my son. I said, and he's like, Dad, you embarrassed me so much. I said, dude, I'm having fun with you guys. Like, you're going to appreciate this when you're older. You want me to be like, oh, you guys going to going to homecoming? Good. You all be careful there. No, I'm a fun dad. And they're like,
oh, no, he said it.
Oh,
he said it. You can't declare you're cool or fun.
Oh.
Once you do, you're not cool or fun.
I'm a fun dad.
No.
And there was even like a crowd waiting out there. And I rolled the window down like, are you guys, what is this, Taylor Swift? What are you guys in line for?
Oh, no. Oh.
Yeah, dude, it was a blast.
Cracking joke.
At least there were no girls with them. If there were girls, that would have been 10 times as bad.
10 times worse.
I don't think I would have done that if there were girls.
It's still fun. I'd rather
I think it's fun for us. But he's a teenager.
Yeah, I feel like looking back, he'll appreciate that Eddie was.
That's what
fun
I'm saying.
Looking
cool.
back, sure.
But yeah, in the moment, probably.
But this is Amy just like a few months ago saying she's a cool mom.
I'm a cool mom.
And now you're the. Oh, man, you guys are both.
Don't wait till y'all get teenagers.
Yeah, you're going to
well,
have
I understand,
fun.
But I'm not going to call myself fun dad.
And plus,
they're going to have to call me that.
When you're forced to go pick up and drop off, you're going to have a little fun with it. I was having a blast, dude. It was great.
But you were doing that for you.
No, for everyone.
Okay, no, but that wasn't for everyone. If you're like, that was just a bit for you and your wife, I'm with you. But if you thought it was like cool for them, not really.
Hey, the Uber bit's really funny. And I tell on the way out, I was
Uber
like, hey.
It's funny because Eddie does that to me sometimes when he picks me up.
Right.
And he'll do it with like a really thick like Spanish or Mexican accent, depending on what he feels like. Because they're not exactly the same. And he's like, hello, good. And we do it sometimes when we do our football show. But to me, I'm like, okay, this is Eddie being funny. But to his own teenage kids.
Hey, when they got out, I was like, don't forget 20% tip. It's on the app.
Stop.
It's awesome.
Stop. Embarrassing or no, Amy?
No. In the moment, yeah. But later, no.
Funny.
Lunchbox?
No, because it's just dudes. If it was with girls,
it was with girls,
can't do it.
Real bad.
No, you can't do that with the girls in there.
I'm going to go embarrassing, yes, but you're just dudes. Get over it. It's
that's
your dad.
Right.
Your dad's trying to be fun.
That's what I'm talking about.
He knows his dad's lame, you know?
Yeah.
I heard when he was back when we were recording some of our stuff that we're going to do for a special, that he was back there, your son and my wife, and he was like, this cannot go on Netflix.
Yeah, he gets embarrassed at me a little bit. Like, I think we were singing Fanny Pack.
This cannot go on Netflix, yes. Here's a voicemail from Jessica and Charlie.
We were at the St. Jude Halloween party. Charlie was the one that Lunchbox thought was Pinocchio. And so we just heard the podcast and we laughed hysterically. We'd love to talk to you guys about it. Charlie is 2 years cancer-free from Ewing sarcoma. Give us a call. Bye.
So this one, Lunchbox was wasted at a St. Jude event with kids with cancer.
Mm-hmm.
No, it was a Halloween party, and there was two kids there. Everybody else was
an adult
having a good time, letting the drinks flow.
Okay, when he starts doing stuff like that, he has nothing else.
And I was going to say,
when he starts throwing out cliches.
I was going to say letting the libations go, but I don't know what libation is.
Here's number three. Go ahead.
Morning, studio. I got a good one for you since it's Halloween. What do you call a skeleton playing a piano?
Skeleton John.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Have you heard of a dimple maker?
Is it when I say something hilarious and then my wife just laughs and laughs and laughs?
No, it's where you actually create dimples in your face. It's hereditary. If you've got dimples, you're born with it. And that's only 20% of the population, 20 to 30. But the dimple maker is a cherry-shaped tool with a curved wire and curl-like balls on the end that pinch the inner and outer sides of the cheek, creating an indentation. And it's like going viral, of course, on TikTok and selling out on Etsy like crazy. But the dimple maker's not new. The first guy to use it was 1936. It could cause permanent damage.
Yeah, it seems like if you're buying something on Etsy to reshape your face, maybe not FDA approved. Because the old Etsy just been making it in their basement or their kitchen. Also, how permanent is it? Because I'm looking at it.
Well, no, it's temporary. It's temporary, but it's a faux dimple that is not going to last long. However, depending on how you do it or if you mess up or your
facial... You can have dimpleplasty?
Ooh, really?
It's a surgery where they put a dimple in there.
Weird.
I have a dimple on my right side, but I wasn't born with it. And I fell off my bike, actually, probably 25 years ago this month.
Wow, let's celebrate that. Wow, 25-year anniversary. Wow.
Well,
her single dimp.
Maybe 30 years. I don't know. I just know it's my sister's birthday, which her birthday is October 20th. And I was riding my bike home really fast because they were having dinner. And I hit a curb, flew off my bike, and a rock went into my cheek. And now I have a dimple.
Do you still?
Yeah.
I thought there's a scar.
Well, I guess it is.
Oh.
It's a scar, but it looks like a dimple.
Got it.
So you could also jam a rock into your face. Hearing your favorite song on the radio is one of life's most delightful moments.
Is it?
I kind of like it when I'm driving along and
like
something
your own
I
song?
Love.
Yeah, but back in the day, but also everything's on demand now. If I want to hear it and be delighted, I just hit play.
Uh-huh.
Well, I guess if you're listening to the radio and it comes on, unexpected things more so, I guess, is what
like
brings
like a dollar
us
in the pocket.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. There's a whole list. Finding money in pocket, getting a surprise refund, a random compliment from a stranger.
My wife's saying, I would love to rub your feet and you didn't even ask. Awesome.
Nice.
And then rounding out the top five is someone lets you jump in front of them in line.
I love a foot rub. I don't get many. I love a foot rub. Better than anything else. Like,
you're not ticklish?
Yeah, but not if you rub it, right?
Okay.
A good foot rub. I feel like I'm on my feet a lot. All right. What else?
Do you have a favorite song on the radio?
Yeah, George Burr's Mind on You. I got my mind on you when you on my mind. Got these. That's a good one. And then Chris Stapleton's is good too, the White Horse.
Mm. You get excited when that comes on the radio?
I don't get excited because I can play it anytime.
It didn't say you get excited. It's one of life's most
delightful.
I'd rather
find money in my pocket. And I don't say it's top 100 of delights.
It's a delightful moment.
Okay,
Luke Bryan is... I guess firing back at some writers, Pioneer Press.
They said he mailed the show in.
Phoned it in.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he just said.
That's when you don't try hard.
Yeah, that's when you just get up and you do your thing. Yeah. Like I don't know. I didn't see the show, but I don't agree with the person based on my knowledge of Luke,
who I know
pretty well. And then as a performer, yeah. But I didn't see the show, and I saw Luke going after him online.
Oh, yeah. He said, you can kiss my...
Okay.
Maybe he went harder on the tweet than he did on the page. I don't know. Okay, is that it?
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Back in 2016, Wanda Dinch sent a text message to her grandson. Hey, just making sure you're still coming for Thanksgiving. Only problem is she texted the wrong number. And this guy replying goes, who is this? But am I still invited to Thanksgiving? And it was very awkward. And she's like, oh, he ended up going to the Thanksgiving with these random strangers. And this coming year, he will celebrate his 8th Thanksgiving with this family.
I mean, that's cool, but that's so weird. The first one. How do you say yes to that?
Right.
Probably as a joke. And then they're like, yeah, why not? And you tell your friend, should I go to this? That would be hilarious. And so, yeah, I mean, I've seen a picture of them every single year since.
That's crazy.
It's so funny. And they even became business partners, starting a mineral water company together. If you want to buy their mineral water, but what this really wants you to do, text a random stranger and invite them over for dinner.
Boom, I like it. That's what I'll be doing right now.
Bring America together.
Just text a stranger with your address.
See what happens.
That's it. Just see who shows up. Okay, that's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Think about it before you blurt your answer out here. What's America's favorite food? So there's a whole list. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Top five foods that Americans say is their favorite food. Amy?
Hamburger.
Lunchbox?
Pizza.
Eddie?
Mexican food.
Okay. Italian and Mexican didn't make the list of America's favorite foods.
Come on, guys.
Hamburger's at number 2.
Wow.
What's the only thing that beats hamburger?
Pizza.
Hot dog?
Eddie? Pizza not on the list.
Oh, it's Italian.
Yeah. That's Italian.
Right. Pizza really Italian?
Yeah, when you said that, I was like,
but it is, yes. Yes, it really is.
I thought that we just stole the idea.
Like, candy.
Is that
has to be candy.
It's not candy.
Ice cream.
Okay, now you're just yelling stuff. French fries at number one.
Okay, well, you didn't say sides, but yeah.
Yeah, you didn't
okay.
say sides, dude.
Yeah.
That's a side. That's not an entree.
I never said entree. I said food. I know,
but we assumed. Okay, so French fries, that.
French fries at one, hamburgers at two, grilled cheese at three.
Ooh, yeah.
Steak at four, and baked potato at five.
Baked potato? America. What is wrong with America?
Right. Candy. Yeah. Laffy Taffy. All right. Amy, let's go over to you with the morning corny.
The morning corny.
Why are ghosts so bad at lying?
Why?
You can see right through them.
Yes, of course.
That was the morning corny.
Okay, it's now in the studio. They just brought it in. What we're looking at here, guys, it's probably 8.5 feet tall. It's wrapped in plastic, like cellophane. It's cardboard, and there's a blanket over the top of it. And it's all on a pallet.
It's huge.
It's huge.
It's a big mama. I told you guys we were going big or go home.
So we all collected money, like $85 from all of us. We bought this pallet. For how much was the pallet?
It was $500. It was $495 plus tax, so $540 something.
Do you think that people actually make money off this?
Yeah.
Do you think that the company who buys the pallets makes money off this?
Yeah.
So everybody's making money?
Everybody. You make money, I make money.
Dang.
Because they pay a certain fee, maybe $200.
That's a relationship
pallet.
I like.
They sell it for $500, and then those people take it, and they double their money, triple their money sometimes, and they do it at garage sales. They do Facebook Marketplace. Some people have booths at flea markets, and this is where they get their goods.
I want an MSM. Make some money.
Make some money.
Okay, so we haven't seen anything in it. What do you want to do? You want to pull the blanket off and get
started? You want me to pull the blanket off?
Yeah, come on.
Here we go!
Okay, so
come on!
Is there a Prime sticker on that?
Yeah. It was Prime.
Why couldn't they just deliver it here then if it's got Prime on it?
Are you guys ready?
Come on. So Lunchbox is going to pull the blanket off here at the top. We haven't seen anything in it. Go ahead.
Down.
This is everybody's $85.
Like careful pulling it.
Yeah, don't pull hard. The stuff's like hanging
Nine.
Off the top.
Nine.
Eight, no, we're not doing 10. Three, two, one. No, just pull it off.
Pull the blanket.
MSM.
Okay.
This is so he's gently pulling
it
off.
Wait, what is that?
No bones.
What is that?
Is that a bottle of oil?
What?
No, it's like gas a tank. Oil.
Guys.
Oh, yeah, people buy those. Yeah.
But it doesn't even have a nozzle. It's missing the nozzle.
Okay, so on top of this cardboard box, I see something blue that looks like chairs and something yellow that looks like a Pennzoil. And that's not that, though, right?
You want me to pull it down?
Yeah, pull it down.
This is why I bought this one.
Okay, what is that?
It's a gas can, guys.
But where's the lid?
I don't know.
There's no
lid.
Spout on it.
There's no spout. But
I saw this gas can, and I said, this thing is straight fire.
That thing right there is not going to make us anything.
That's why they returned it.
There's not even a lid on it.
Maybe the lid's at the bottom. I don't know.
I don't think so. That's just plastic, dude.
That is literally just a piece of plastic.
No, but this is like a gas can, so this was like ready to be lit.
Okay, $1. $1.
Or?
He keeps saying lit like we were going to laugh at his joke about gas.
Yeah,
we're
not laughing. You guys didn't laugh, so I tried it again. Or someone will buy this that already has a lid, but maybe they have a hole in their container.
Why not just go and buy another one?
Or.
That's complete.
We just go to the store and say, hey, we bought this and we had a lid with it.
No.
Hey, that's not a bad idea.
Hey, now we're talking.
No.
Okay. What pile does that can go in?
Can goes in. Money-making pile.
Trash.
Well, there's three piles.
Wait.
There's pile that's going to make money.
Okay.
Garbage.
Wait, hold on.
What?
Is it in there, Lunch?
The lid?
Okay.
Here, give it to me.
See, there's something in there. Something in there, man.
Tell me it's cash.
Nah, but I think it's just a spout. I don't think it's a lid.
There's no spout. There's nothing in there.
You don't see that plastic thing?
We could.
That's built into the bottle.
Oh, my bad.
We could make,
You ready to keep going?
Like a grab bag.
Nothing in there?
Like our own.
I mean, Lunchbox could autograph it.
Is something coming out, Bones?
See, that's what I'm saying.
Okay, keep going.
Don't worry about it. We'll move on.
Goes in there. Let's return it and see if we can get money back for it.
All right, I like that.
That's nuts.
Yes.
Return it to where?
Who cares?
Amy, it's business.
I don't care. You just need to go to a hardware store.
No.
Nordstrom's. All right, here we go.
We're
opening our pallet. What are those blue things?
I don't know. There's like four of these blue.
They look like.
They kind of look like porter, like little baby potties.
Okay.
You need help, Lunch?
It's what you bathe the baby
in those.
No, guys.
Guys, they're chairs.
They're baby rockers.
You put them in the living room, they watch TV on them.
What, babies or adults?
Babies.
This is money making.
How,
Is that comfortable?
How much can we get for those? Hey, Mike, will you look this stuff up? A scoop rocker?
Yeah, kids scoop rocker. I get, they're probably $20 a pop. How much?
$25 on Amazon each, brand new.
Wow! Okay.
But we're not. He said 25 each on Amazon.
What?
But we can't do 25.
So we sell it for 12.
We sell it. Let's do 10 for each.
Okay, that's $40.
That's amazing.
We are rich.
Okay.
We are rich.
And there are four of those, Lunch?
Four of those suckers.
Okay.
Well,
what is that?
That's what I'm talking about.
What was that?
Here's what we're going to do. Let me play
this. That's another thing
that I saw
that I was like.
We're
going to
play this song. He almost died. It's falling on his head.
Hey, Bones, at this rate, we're going to be here for 10 hours.
I know. We're going to play a song. We'll come back. We'll check again. We can open up a little every day, too, but I don't want to leave this in here forever.
It's huge.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as the Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer, and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboar'snest. All right, back into it. Grab a box here. We're opening our palette. Grab any box.
Box, dude. Check this out.
It's going to take us 10 years. Is that a TV?
What is that?
It's a monitor?
That's a computer monitor.
Yeah, that is a Scepter monitor. Look at that.
Is it broken?
It's not broken, I don't think. I don't know.
It's got cables.
So this is all the stuff that we bought on a pallet.
Look at that.
That looks like it was
that looks out brand of an new.
It's dented. Do you see?
Amy, no, that has a protective screen on it.
No, that's a screen, though, but it looks like it's dented.
Where?
Right there.
That's a protective screen.
Oh, okay, you're right.
Really?
I don't want to peel it because then I may dent the real thing.
Well, Bones, why does it look like it just somebody ripped it off somebody's desk?
Yeah, plug it in.
It has a little dust on it like it's been used.
Scepter 24-inch, we think.
Yeah, it's about 24 inches.
Goes for $80. So this one we could probably sell for $25.
Wow!
All right, so add $25 down to the pile.
Let's get a pallet.
All right, quicker lunch.
Or we take it back.
Plug it in and see if it turns on.
We return all of them.
All right, I'll pull out this big blue box.
All right. Lunchbox.
Careful.
Hey, why don't you help him?
Yeah.
He got it.
Looks like it's got a chair in it.
Oh, we got a high chair. Oh, high chair.
A simple fold deluxe high chair.
That is good. Look, it's a little dented on the back, I think. Yeah, look.
Open it up to be sure. Remember,
kind of busted.
He said open it up to be sure.
Remember the guy said that you don't know.
He said sometimes they switch it out.
No, it's in there.
It looks like a high chair.
It's in the plastic.
Yeah.
This Costco simple fold high chair sells normally for $49.99. We get $20 for it.
Woo! $25.
$20.
You got to quit underselling crap.
No, but we don't want it. We want to be conservative with our
okay.
Are we keeping track of how much money we're getting?
Eddie got something good.
Is anybody taking notes on the money I'm saying we're getting?
I can.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, my. We got something really good.
What the heck is that?
Good. It's good.
Hey, Eddie, you ready?
Yeah.
Let's do the reveal.
One, two, three.
Boom! We got race car seats!
Race car seats? Okay, are they seat covers or race car seats?
Seat covers.
They're seat covers.
Race car seat covers.
Those are
they're
race
leather.
Why does he keep saying race car, Eddie?
Because he thinks
they look like race cars. Cool. Yeah, they're like slick.
Be careful.
Isn't that what they say?
I don't know. What brand are those?
Racing?
No.
It doesn't say a brand, man.
Brand.
Daytona.
Brand.
So
just seat covers.
Yeah, I'm telling you though, that ain't wait, $5 each.
No, oh, you're crazy. These are leather, man.
Okay, man, but
and leather sells.
No, we looked up racing seat covers.
Oh, what's that? What's that?
Guys, you're gonna get $20 for those.
Oh, we got something big.
Hey, $20 total for those two seat covers.
We got something big.
No, Bobby, they're worth.
What I'm looking at, it says $39.99.
But did you look up racing?
Yes.
Okay. Here we got.
All right, last thing we got to do, we got to take a break.
No. We got a
yes.
Jugal rear bumper protection.
Okay.
Jugal rear
bumper protection. So you stick that in your trailer hitch to protect your bumper.
Yeah.
So if you back into things, you know.
Okay.
How much is that one?
This one got on sale for $120.
What? $120?
Which one is that?
That is the Jugal.
No, I know. There's a few of them. Mike, is that the one, $120?
Yeah.
Is there a size?
It fits 2-inch receiver hitch. Dude, I don't know what I've never seen this thing in my life. I don't even know what this is.
Okay. That one looks like it is going to extended fender.
Yeah.
It looks like it's six. So we can probably get $25 for it.
How much was it?
$57.
But how do you talk? Yes. Like, how are you? Who's looking for that?
What's our total right now that we think we can sell all the stuff for?
$95.
Hold on. Oh,
it looks like $135.
Okay. One more box, guys. We have one more box.
This is a good one.
We're at $135 right now. Go ahead.
Do we rip this open?
What is it?
It's a Bosch, one of a kind.
Okay, you're saying one of a kind. You're just saying
metal fire dome for LC1.
I don't know what that is.
Neither do I. But it sounds awesome.
It's a light. $29.99 new. So
wait, well, it hasn't even opened. So don't open it.
Okay, we can get $15 for it.
There we go.
But guys, it was opened.
No, it wasn't. Yeah, it's sealed with the factory seal.
Factory seal.
So Bones, you can sell this at the same price.
You can't though. Not on Facebook Marketplace. No one's gonna buy it for the same price. They go get a new one from the store.
Well, $5 less.
$5 less.
$15.
Get a deal.
Okay.
One more.
No, we're taking a break. Hold on. We'll come back and we'll open more.
There's a lot of fun.
I know. Hold on. We got our palette.
It's like Christmas.
It's like kids at Christmas.
We haven't even put a dent in the box.
I know. We'll be right back here. Like, Bobby Bone Show.
We'll
open
more
of this stuff. We pulled all our money together. We got about $600. And we went to this warehouse where they just sell pallets of stuff. Stuff that's been returned. We don't know what's in the box. So we have Amazon medium-sized returns.
That's right. Medium size.
And we'll say roughly we spent $600. And so far, I think from what we've opened, we can sell our stuff back for $150.
It's not bad.
We're still $450 down to break even.
That's okay.
So let's open a few more things from the box.
Okay, we got Dream Pairs, fashion within reach.
The box is on a pallet. It's like 8.5 feet tall. It's cardboard.
Oh, man.
Lunchbox is opening up what looks like a shoebox.
Look at these bad boys.
What are those?
Slippers.
What size are they?
Small.
US 9.
So 9.
For kids?
No, adult.
I think those are adult.
Oh. Look
so at those shoes run for $19.99 new. We can probably sell them for $5.
Yeah, they smell new.
So $5 there.
That's a little disappointing.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Hey, this one. All right.
It says fantasy on it.
Yeah. Well, it came,
was awesome.
Look, it came in this big box. Mm-hmm. We opened it up, and it says fantasy edge. Fantasy Edge. Let's open it up.
It's a sword.
Oh, my God. We got a sword. We got a sword.
Is it a real sword?
Yeah.
Let me see that.
Are you sure?
We got a sword.
Oh, my God. That's awesome.
We got a sword.
It's a sword.
Can I see the sword?
Yeah, dude. Oh, my. Dude,
is it like a video game sword?
Is it heavy?
Oh, it's heavy. That's a real sword.
Bobby's going to buy that.
I should open it. That's already open. Let's just see how.
Oh, it has like a dragon on it. And a.
Oh!
No!
It's a real sword. This will kill somebody.
Would it? Really?
Yeah.
That's probably for role playing, huh? Like those people.
Yeah.
Now, the thing about this is those it's larger? Not super expensive, but it is weird. So it sells online. Mike, is this the one? For $30.
Oh.
But it's new. So let's say 10.
Oh, that looks
way fancier. Oh, we had some nerd will buy that.
No, man. This is
$20.
This is awesome.
Oh, yeah. All right, here we go. Oh, heavy.
We'll get a couple more, and then we're going to have to shut it down.
Heavy, I'm about to set this down.
Let's put the sword back down.
You ready?
Should we put the sword back in the package?
Yeah, we'll put it back in the box.
Okay, here we go. Lunchbox has got something that says Genuine Joe.
Yeah, Genuine Joe.
Oh, it's toilet paper. It's all toilet paper.
Oh, we got toilet paper.
We should keep that for here.
That's like commercial.
Let's sell it back.
See, we got a box of toilet paper.
Keep it and root for COVID to come back?
All right.
No.
Oh, we got something else.
The toilet paper, $1. I mean, nothing. Nothing.
That's no, we can sell it.
No.
You can return those at the grocery store.
Yeah, that's right.
Put that in the return pile.
Oh, we have digital decor. Set of two.
Okay, guys, we're doing two more boxes and that's it.
Hotel sleeping pillows. Look at that. We got two pillows in there.
It looks like a sleeping bag.
It does.
But you take them out and it's two pillows. You travel with them?
Yeah.
$20.
No way.
Mm-hmm. So five.
That's it?
We can price them for $5. Oh, so man. Add $5 to that.
Is that like a spaghetti strainer?
It looks like one of the blow-ups for a jump house.
Oh, boy. This looks used.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Yeah, this is pretty gross.
But what is it?
Bucket.
A mop bucket?
Simply Magic.
Yeah.
Essentials for an efficient lifestyle.
Throw that away. Mm-hmm. Get that out of
that's
here.
That's a mop bucket.
That's disgusting.
No, it has the mop.
I throw it away.
Yeah, the mop looks like it has mold on it.
Ew.
That's it.
Yeah, it's wet.
Okay.
It's definitely wet. It's definitely wet.
Okay,
it's
last one.
Throw that away.
Last one and we're done. Eddie, what do you think?
It's definitely wet.
Last one behind you. Put that down. That's disgusting.
This one?
Yeah.
Oh.
Last one. It's
this is good.
It looks like an air pump.
Oh, man.
Is that what it is?
It's a bike pump. It's all
wrapped. Oh, I need
up.
That.
They wrapped this one good. Oh, it's a nice one, too. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Whoa. This is a Schwinn. Ay.
That's Schwing.
A Schwing. An Air Center Plus 4 pump, best for everyday use. Base is 10.75 inches and hose length, 27 inches.
Is it orange?
It's orange.
$25.
What?
That's what it is new, so $10.
Hey, you know, or we keep it here for my bike.
$10. Okay, we're done for now, guys.
Wow. We are crushing it.
We are not. Scuba, what's our total?
$1,000?
$180.
$180?
Yeah.
There is no way. Oh, that is only $180.
There is a lot. And a resale value.
But I'm telling you, the resale value, it is. I've just said the numbers out loud, and he's written down the resale number.
And that's if it sells.
We have
everything we have will sell.
Okay, but
you
also,
want to know how? I've got ideas.
I'm sure you do. I'm sure they're legal. Okay, break. We'll check some more later on in the show. There's a massage cushion.
Oh, don't look!
Oh my God!
Whoa! What happened?
Okay, one
what
more.
Are you doing?
Show me the massage cushion.
What is it?
That could be something good. That could be something.
Rinfo Smart Healthy Living massage cushion with heat. In vibration.
Yeah. Vibration.
Yeah. Vibration. Hey, pull it out.
Guys.
Oh, it's real.
I don't know which one it is, though.
No, this is real.
There's one that's expensive, and there's one
that's... Wait, tell me what model's expensive, man.
No, you tell me what the model is.
No, you tell me.
Read it.
Tell me. Model. RF. Are we on the good right path?
Dude, I have no idea.
Oh. RFBM086. That's a good one.
Typing it in. Is that one it, Mike, you think?
No, I wouldn't take it out, man. That's brand new.
Which one do you think it is? Full price, new. $100.
That's new, dude. That's
so
new.
So price, but still, it doesn't matter. It's not unwrapped. I would say $50 we can get from that.
Hey, that's good.
Okay, cool. We're opening stuff from our pallet.
Wow. Oh,
man.
Let's break. We will come back in a second here. Let's go over and do the news.
Bobby's Big Stories.
A 31-year-old dog has died. It was the world's oldest dog. The guard dog named Bobby died over the weekend. 31. He was born May 11th, 1992, when his owner was just 8 years old. That made Bobby more than 217 year olds in dog years.
Wow.
Dog years. But that's not really how it works.
But that's what they say.
No. What they say now is like the first few years are 7, 7, 7, and then it's like 6, 5, 4, every year doesn't equal 7 once they start to get older.
Oh, okay.
Still crazy old.
Yeah. It was a guard dog? Because I was picturing a little chihuahua or something. Don't they live the longest?
Maybe because they're smaller and there's more things, or excuse me, less things to go wrong?
Yeah.
Maybe.
I feel like bigger dogs live, they have the shorter life.
31 years old. Can you prove to me?
Yeah.
Can you show me a newspaper when that dog was born? Like, I believe it. But, like, there's a little bit of me that's
okay, but where are the
sort
dogs
of apprehensive
that are, like, 25? Because I've never heard of those either. 26, 27, 28.
These dogs has an average life expectancy of 14 years.
Oh, come on.
Okay.
There's got to be pictures of this dog in the 90s because there were cameras. That's tough, though.
Next to, like, a TV playing, like, Michael Jordan. Like the.
I want to see it next to the Wheaties poster of Michael Jordan. You're right.
Exactly.
Up in the room from the box.
I also need year by year because you can replace it. I see dogs all the time where I'm like, oh.
I see dogs all the time. I watch them grow.
Depending on the breed, I'm like, oh, my gosh, there's Josie.
This story yesterday, holy moly. This off-duty Alaska Airlines pilot tried to shut down the jet's engines in midair while riding in the cockpit jump seat. He was up there, forcing the plane to divert, charged with 83 counts of attempted murder.
Oh, there's 83 people on the plane?
Yeah.
What in the...
Joseph David Emerson, 44, faces all these homicide charges, along with an additional 83 counts of reckless endangerment and one count of endangering an aircraft. He is believed to have been sitting in the jump seat beside the operating pilot on board a flight from Everett in suburban Seattle to San Francisco when he allegedly deployed the fire suppression system. Crew members managed to subdue him and remove him from the controls. Alaska Airlines said the flight, which departed Washington State at 5:23 p.m., was diverted to Portland because of a security threat. Quote, we got the guy that tried to shut the engines down out of the cockpit, and he doesn't sound like he's causing any issue in the back right now. I think he's subdued, the pilot told air traffic controllers. That's from the Daily Mail. That stinks. It also, he won't go to jail because obviously there's something that's not right with him. He was having a... like some sort of breakdown.
To go to the mental hospital?
Something will happen.
Probably.
He may go to jail. But this is not like he's trying to murder somebody with a knife, waiting to rob them and murder them. Something, he snapped. Something happened. He'll get in trouble, but I think he'll go for help. Because nobody died more than he will have to go serve 60 years in jail.
As Amy, I don't know if you know this, but if he turns off the engines, how long does it take to turn them back on, or are they done? Like, it takes like an hour.
Amy?
Oh, because I was married to a pilot.
You might know.
For,
I mean,
a long time, so I never talked about that with him, though.
You can glide, though, for a long time.
Yeah, it turns into a glider.
Yeah, you're not going to just fall.
A bird.
Helicopter, you will.
Yes.
Because there's no blades.
So you can
propellers.
But that big old plane will just, like,
I know, dude.
Float.
I don't understand it either.
Well, I don't
not
know.
Float, but glide.
Glide. So
wings,
like,
air.
You
yeah,
know.
But how? But then you don't have control of where you're landing.
No, you. Well, you
hang
sort
glider.
Of do because
turning the wings.
That's what happened when Ben lost his engine. Like, he was on a single engine plane and the propeller flew off. So yeah, the airplane broke mid-flight, but that's how he landed. He was able to pick where he wanted to land too, because he's had glider training and you basically just turn into a bird and he picked a lake that he wanted to land in, and that's where he
crashed.
Set it down. He called it a controlled landing and water.
I call it a crash.
He crashed.
Yeah, but his plane is smaller. This big plane, they can't just land it anywhere. I mean, they got, it's like a plane.
Yeah, I get that. I don't know the details. But
now I got to worry about that when I get on a plane. Gosh.
How about nobody in the jump seat?
Yeah, let's do that. Yeah, if you're not piloting,
or how
up
about,
there.
Yeah, for, who knows? Is there a psychological checklist? How are you feeling today?
Do you see the pilot that was drinking? They have him on security camera?
Mm. No.
He was drinking, walking through, drinking, tried to get on a flight.
To fly the plane or just to hang out?
No, not to hang out.
I'm going
to
start doing breathalyzers when I get on. Like, can you blow into this?
You get on with it.
They might have to. They should have that. Like how certain people, if you've gotten a DWI, you have to blow to start your engine.
They should put that in there. I like that.
Yeah, that's good, Amy.
You see your pilot up there as you're about to leave. Like, guys, that's scary.
I know.
I think everybody should have to do it anyway before they fly, period. That's such an important thing.
Everybody flying.
Yeah.
Not piloting.
Not the passengers.
Right.
If you're flying the plane.
Right.
If you still haven't picked up your Halloween candy, here's a list of the candy the trick-or-treaters want the most. Topping the list, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Yep.
Sour Skittles, Sour Patch Kids. Nerds Gummy Cluster, Sweetest Fish, Airheads, Starburst.
Nobody wants Swedish fish. Those are disgusting.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure all these candies have different things, and I love me candy. Don't get me wrong. But it's just, you know, California just banned Skittles, and we're like, yay, Skittles everywhere.
Well, it's a certain chemical that they're putting in the flavoring and the color of Skittles.
Yeah. I know.
And so they're not even going to ban Skittles. They're just banning Skittles as they are now for in a few years, where they have to change that one chemical.
Alter it, yeah.
Yeah, which
but for now, they're still selling the Skittles everywhere else.
Yeah, because you can't pull them.
They just throw in another chemical and figure it out.
Yeah, we'll just band-aid it.
Okay, all right.
That's funny. Candystore.com with that. What makes men happy? It isn't money.
Well, right. I didn't
that's
say money.
Not what I thought.
Yeah, okay. You know.
That's not that either.
It's not?
That can be a contributor too, and so is money, but it's being the top dog. Whatever career field it may be, men want to be the biggest and the best, as well as in their social circle. According to economics researchers from Cornell University, men care more about what other people that are close to them earn than really what they earn themselves. A pay raise buys very little happiness if our income rank remains less than our friends and family. From AskMen.com. What are you saying?
I just don't think that's always true.
It's not.
But I don't think anything's universally true.
But it's mostly true.
Right.
Like, when you're in a circle of guys, you want to be like, yeah, I make this, and you make what? Ah, sorry, sucker.
Do y'all do that around here?
No, because we know who top dog is. like, there's no question.
Yeah, I'm talking about my other circles.
Does like, that I'm hurt like, you a little bit, though, Lunch?
I mean...
Working with top dog every day?
No, because I know that there's just no way I was going to beat him.
If he leaves the studio and goes into the glass room, he's winning.
That's why he goes in there all the time.
Oh my goodness! I get it. I felt that.
Yeah, he's top dog in there.
Top dog. They look at you. They walk in. They're like, "Oh, what up, top dog?"
They say that to you. That's really nice. Oh. Ray, you guys are really nice to Lunchbox. Call him top dog.
I don't call him top dog.
Oh, okay.
No one calls him top dog.
Oh, no one does.
Okay, now you guys don't want to admit it on air. Cool.
All right.
I'll come in and have a talk with you guys after the segment. Oh,
top dog will be in after the segment. Okay, guys.
Gotcha.
The new LOL is. Idge Bowl.
Huh?
Idge Bowl.
Idge Bowl. It's pronounced Idge Bowl. Idge Bowl.
It stands for something?
Mm-hmm. I-J-B-O-L.
Gut.
O-L.
It's too many letters.
Bawling.
LOL's fun because like, I just burst out laughing.
Oh.
New York Times. In case you see that, then you know. A Florida man's convicted of murdering his wife over a refusal to appear on reality TV.
Mm. Oh.
David Tranis strangled Shanti Cooper Tranis after they disagreed on whether to participate in a home renovation show.
I wasn't building roots, was it?
No one wants to be on that show.
Okay. Mm-mm. Zombie house flipping?
Golly, that's...
What is that?
Probably for Halloween.
A Florida man who prosecutors say strangled his wife after she learned he had lied about his multi-million-dollar fortune. I mean, that's really what it's about. That's where it started. Refused to appear on a home renovation reality show. He was sentenced to life in prison. David initially claimed his wife, 39, had slipped and fallen in the bathtub of their Orlando home where she was found. He was arrested 4 months later. Tranez, according to state attorney's office, had spent hundreds of dollars. Maybe that means hundreds of thousands of dollars, but it says hundreds of dollars. In hopes of appearing on the A&E reality show Zombie House Flipping.
I've never heard of that.
How
would you send hundreds of maybe renovating to hope to get in?
Hundreds of thousands. Yeah, but this is hundreds of dollars.
I want it
to reflect that the story says hundreds of dollars, so if that really is it,
yeah.
I don't want to be wrong, but I think it's hundreds of thousands of dollars. But man, that he really wanted to be on Zombie House Flippers. Would your wife, Lunchbox, have been on the show, Amy's?
Yeah, she was down.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were down. That's what I'm saying. We were in. The producers were all about us.
And you were segment.
So A segment.
A segment.
Yeah, because Amy, you were B segment, right? Yep. Like you just had a little part.
Yep.
But then it ended up where you were no segment and Amy, you were in.
Yeah, and they picked some.
I was still B.
On HGTV.
They picked another family.
Yeah, some loser out by the lake or the river.
The four main tantrum triggers for kids on planes. And then also, parents have just 20 minutes to prevent the first meltdown on a plane.
Oh.
What are the four common triggers of a tantrum for kids? It could be anywhere, but they are elevated on planes, they come quicker. What do you think they are? Four tantrum triggers.
Hunger.
Hunger, number one. Bing.
Yep. Okay.
Bored.
Tired.
Boredom, number two. Bing. Are you doing yours or your kids?
Both.
Okay.
Tired.
Sleepiness, three. Yep. Ding.
Their ears hurt. They're
noise,
popping.
Four. Yep.
Noise. Wow.
Good job, Amy.
To prevent a tantrum, a kid needs 37 minutes of sleeping, 31 minutes of watching on a screen, 19 minutes of snacking, 14 minutes of listening to something on a flight.
Okay.
I'll remember that.
How do we figure out all those numbers and we can't figure out other things? I don't know.
A JetBlue plane tips up after landing at JFK.
I saw this. Saw it.
Not even cool.
Passengers, it looked like a toy.
I know. Passengers on a JetBlue plane landing in New York had a scare. The plane is being taken out of service because it tipped backward.
It looked like it like had hydraulic. Is it hydraulic?
Yeah. Like a low rider.
Yeah, that's right.
The plane had just landed when video shows the nose of the plane lifting up.
That's crazy, man.
JetBlue is investigating, but says it appears to have been caused by a shift in weight as people were getting off and cargo was being unloaded.
Mm. Uh-huh. So the front is being unloaded and the back is getting heavy, so it goes.
It really shouldn't do that, though.
No
matter how much you unload.
No, it shouldn't.
Don't be surprised, but guys, I don't know why that happened on that plane.
Oh, we were gonna ask you, Amy.
Yeah, we're coming to you next.
Yeah.
A fisherman finds a grenade in a local river calls, and turns out it was a real grenade, and turns out it was gonna explode, and turns out they had to have a controlled explosion, so it wasn't one of those where they find it. It's like, oh, this thing's World War II, it's already been detonated. Yeah. Nope. These guys are fishing. Guy goes, what the heck is that? They pull it up. And so they pull the grenade out of the river and started to get real nervous. And so they call police, and then they come and they go, that is not good. So they do a controlled explosion.
Where does someone get a grenade to throw in the river?
The grenade store. Grenade.com.
Yeah, I don't know.
Grenade to us.
Like, black market. What's it called? Black web?
Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah. Or Facebook Marketplace. Yes. You can bet on this. Michigan surpasses Georgia in the national championship odds. If you're a college football fan, Michigan now has the best odds to win the national championship. Georgia at 2. Florida and Ohio State are tied at 3. Washington at 5. Oklahoma and Alabama tied at 6. And Texas at 8. That is from DraftKings. Where's Arkansas?
Keep looking.
I'll see.
No, nowhere.
See them. And then finally, signs you're getting older. You dance with your hands in the air.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Well, what do you mean?
What's wrong with that?
Gotta put my hands up, play my song.
Oh, no,
DJ.
Man.
Uh-oh.
If you do this or you think it looks cool, TikTok would like you to know you're old. Dancing with both hands in the air is supposedly a sign of old. Gen Z says they don't do it. Some guy who looks like maybe in his mid-30s posted a video and was like, look at me. And this, he was trying to dance with a younger girl, like 22. And they were like, yo, bro, that's not going to work. Mm-hmm. It's even more egregious if you clap first.
Oh, yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Hey, that's all I do.
Yeah. That just feels normal.
I'm like, yeah, that feels good.
That is from the New York Post. That's news.
Those were Bobby's Big Stories.
All right, two things. Thing number one, we're going to open up some more treasure chests. Our garbage chest. Yeah. All of our returns we got from this big box in the pallet, we're going to open up some more of those later. We're also going to, in the next segment, open up this DM that Lunchbox got.
Oh,
he's waited 24 hours to do this. He's going to open up a DM he got from Chelsea
Houska, a.k.a. DeBoer.
Who is a
16 and pregnant, then teen mom too, and then now she has an HGTV show. She has her own shop opening up.
I can't believe you didn't open it already.
Nah, man, dude, I've been...
What do you want it to say?
I don't know, man. That's
think I'm about what you wanted to say before you open it.
And then I'm going to need help replying because, I may geek out a little bit.
So we're going to open that next. And also, you guys can call us 877-77-BOBBY. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How did the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as The Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Bachrach as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter The Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer, and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest. You've shown a lot of restraint.
I know. I'm proud of myself.
Lunchbox got a DM from Chelsea Houska, who he loves, from Teen Mom, from 16 and Pregnant, from an HGTV show now. HGTV TV show. That's weird. And so he hasn't opened it, though. So we're going to open it on the air. Now I want to know what's best case scenario here. You had a few minutes to think about it.
Best case scenario is, hey, I'm planning a trip to Nashville. I think this is the perfect time for us to meet.
Okay.
For what, though? Like
what do you, to hang out.
Yeah, what do you get? Just hang friends. Out?
It's sort of like when you like if you met Tom Hanks.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Right, you know what I mean?
It's like, not kind of like that, though.
For him, that's what he compared it to.
Okay.
It's like you're a fan of someone, so they want to hang out. It's like, wow, they respect you. You respect them. Like, you become friends. It's like, Bobby, you know how you become friends with, like Dolly Parton, you know, you kind of have a relationship with her after looking up to her as a kid. Or Garth Brooks, you kind of have a relationship. That's
so she's that to you?
Well, I'm not saying she's Garth Brooks, but it's someone I'm a fan of. So it's like we become friends. It's like your worlds collide.
So you would love for her to say, let's somehow get together and start a friendship.
Yeah.
Okay.
And not what, in a weird way, like a normal way.
Yeah, of course, normal. So, where did she DM you? Twitter or Instagram?
No, Insta.
Oh, that's one level up.
That is up. That is step up.
Does she follow you on Instagram?
I don't know.
You don't follow her, though?
No, I don't follow anybody. Radio Lunchbox on Instagram.
Yes,
she does follow you.
She does?
What up?
She sure does. Okay. Well, let's get a little drum roll here, and Lunchbox is going to open this up. This is the DM he's been waiting for. You have to turn it on.
No, it's on, man. Here we go. We're going straight to Insta.
Do you want somebody to read it to you, or do you want to read it yourself?
I'll read it myself.
Okay.
I'll read it. Because I don't trust you.
It's like opening up your SAT scores. You're like,
oh, God. Hey, Mike, there it is. Wait, where is it? There it is. I haven't opened it. See? It not opened, right? You're my witness.
No, we believe you.
Yeah. Okay. We
it's still there on top. I thought you got a lot of DMs all the time.
That's
no,
in
dude,
the
it's, no, it's, oh, okay. It's primary, dude.
Okay, got it.
It's down there.
Okay.
You ready?
And action.
Boom, click it. Oh, boy.
Is there a picture?
No, there's no picture.
Oh, okay, well, you look like, oh, boy, it was a picture. Okay, go ahead. Read it out.
Oh. All right, Ray, you ready? Start the music.
Wait, what?
What music? That?
How long we got?
Just read
it. It's a couple screens long.
Okay, good. Read it.
Did we just become best friends?
Oh, nice.
That was it.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
That still says a lot.
And that's a starter, too.
And it's a question. She's that leaves it open for you to answer.
I thought
answer.
You said multiple screens.
I thought I did, too, but I tried to scroll, but that was it.
That was it.
Yeah.
So you know what that's from, right? Step Brothers.
Did we just become best friends?
Oh.
You think that's what that was? Or do you think she really thinks we became best friends?
No, that's what that's from.
So what's the reply in the movie?
Well,
do you want to play my drum set?
So that's what you have to reply.
No. That could be taken,
now you have to go full character.
No. I feel like that could be taken wrong.
But now to reply to this is going to be weird because you don't want to be too serious. You're also not trying to date her.
Right.
No, I'm not trying to date her. She's married. I'm married. We're both happily married. We both have
kids. You could have just said no. Yeah, but no, we all agreed with that. Yeah.
Okay.
Do we just become best friends? If it were me and if a dude had sent me that, do we just become best friends? Let's say Eddie. And I was a big fan of Eddie. Do we become best friends? I'd be like, looks like it. Now what do we do?
But that's saying it to a guy. I don't think you can say to her, now what do we do?
But I mean, if you're treating her like just a normal dude.
I got it. I think I got it. I think we did. Do we need to get BFF bracelets?
No.
No? No.
It's kind of funny.
Yeah, see?
That's kind of funny. Like Taylor.
I would just reply what they say in the movie then. Do you want to do karate in the garage?
Yeah,
what if she's not referring to
she is for sure.
And then you do a stepbrother emoji.
Even if she's not, she doesn't even know what that. Okay, let's say she doesn't know it's from Step Brothers. She knows it because somebody did it from Step Brothers, and there is a risk of it being misinterpreted. But if she's doing Step Brothers, you say,
"Oh man, this is tough."
You just say, "Yep." Do you want to do karate in the garage?
No gif, no gif like of the Step Brothers.
Maybe you could do a Will Ferrell gif.
And maybe should I put a quote? I hope we're both on the same page when we're doing Step Brothers.
I wouldn't do
No, I wouldn't
do any of that.
Well, I don't want to ruin it.
But send the GIF. There's surely a Step Brothers GIF.
I would say, do you want to do karate in the garage?
Yep. Oh, boy, that's awkward.
Oh, I hope she doesn't think that he is. Y'all, stop.
Karate is a euphemism.
Karate in the garage mean anything
blocked.
Sexual.
But you could also just send a link to that YouTube of that scene as well below it if you're really scared.
I said, yep. Do you want to do karate in the garage? Question mark.
Boom.
I think that's good.
I do too.
I do too.
Do you want to hit? Do I hit it?
Yeah.
Do it, dude.
3, 2, 1. Boom! Set.
And then it says seen and then blocked.
Immediately.
All right. Keeps up.
We're waiting.
All right, we'll wait.
She goes, huh?
Still no reply.
Karate. She tells her husband. Got a couple voicemails I want to play. Let's do this. Mike from Sarasota, Florida, when talking about yesterday, Scuba and Lunchbox went and got this big pallet full of joy that we all paid $80 in, and the garage door hit Scuba's truck when he was driving in. This is all drama, but here you go.
As far as Lunchbox and Scuba Steve and the truck go, Lunchbox should pay for stepping on the thing. However, Scuba should be after whoever has the garage door, whether it's iHeart or the building or whoever. If there's no warning sign that says door will close and does not stop, then Scuba should take it up with them.
I kind of agree with him because...
I'm surprised the sensor didn't stop it from popping the truck.
And it started folding up like an accordion on his hood.
Oh, gosh.
The garage door
did. I mean, it was a loud noise.
Here is Jessica from San Diego.
Morning, studio. Happy anniversary to Ray and Bay. It's my anniversary, too. So we've made it 3 years and going strong still. Hope you guys get to celebrate in style.
Saw your video this morning.
Yeah, yeah.
Your anniversary, the little song on it that you wrote.
Yeah, and then you performed the song on my wedding day with Eddie and Eric Don.
We did?
Huh? Yeah, live.
Huh?
That was our first dance song.
I didn't.
Yeah, you did. You guys sang it.
We did. At the reception. At the reception.
I was like, was I drunk? And I've never been drunk.
I was picturing at the wedding.
So was I. Like they're walking down the aisle and I'm like, ooh. Yeah. Oh, yes. Congratulations, Ray. We love you both.
So today's his anniversary?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How long have you been married, dude?
3 years, dude.
Yeah, dude.
All right. Happy anniversary, man.
What was that about?
Yeah, what?
I had no idea. I didn't know how long it was. I felt bad on.
Oh. Well, but gosh, I mean, they've been together now 10 years total.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, good for you.
So 7 years to do it and then propose and then marriage. Yeah, 7 plus 3.
We're proud of you, buddy. Yeah. We're going to open some more stuff from the pallet next.
Okay.
Heck yeah, man. It's calling my
name. We spent $500 on this thing. We're opening everything individually.
Come on.
Trying to see if we can sell it all individually.
We need to make some money, man.
Make our money. And so far, it's all garbage.
It's a lot of junk.
There's some stuff, but it's all garbage. Yeah. Okay, we'll come back with that next. Let's go back to the box. We have this huge box in our studio. We spent $550 to buy this huge box. It's on this pallet. This box is full of Amazon returns. We didn't know what was in it, but we're trying to make our money back. Now, we think so far, if we sell everything we've got, we can get $230. So
we're
still in the hole a few $100. Okay, so Eddie and Lunchbox are inside the big box now. What do you have first, Lunchbox?
Oh, man, guys, we have a deluxe, very nice SD
Liner?
Yeah. Rolling cooler.
Yeah!
Rolling cooler, anybody? I mean,
nice.
This SD has to be a retail bag, and it has a...
Is it tag still on it?
That's a bottle opener.
That's a bottle opener on there? No.
$47.91 is the new price in package. I say we can get $20 for it.
Okay.
So add $20.
That's pretty good.
Okay.
Get your ice cold drinks and put them in the cooler and roll to the game.
Okay.
Next. Oh, be very careful. Fragile.
This is about a 4-foot-tall, thin box. It says fragile on it.
Oh, boy.
It's fragile. It's French.
Fragile.
Yeah, but like, oh my gosh. I got air filters in the other day, and the box said fragile. Mm.
Well, this ain't air filters, Amy.
It looks like it's some sort of wall art.
A frame.
Oh, it's a frame. Trendsetter frame. 13 inch by 40 inch.
Yeah, that's what she said.
That's
what?
No. What? So, what is that like? Okay, so here, this one exactly is buying it new, $30. So
whoa, $30 for this?
We can get $10 for it.
Why are you going so low?
I don't understand why you're going $10.
Because we're being conservative and no one's going to spend $30 on that if we're selling it on Facebook Marketplace.
$20 is $10 off.
I would still, you have to come get it. $10 is all we're adding to that one.
You're terrible at pricing things.
No, because the deal is if we do happen to get more, that's great. But we're not feeling like we're missing out.
Right.
We're going conservative.
You have to.
Oh, don't fragile it break. Oh, here we go. Oh, it's heavy.
We're in our box here of all the crap we bought. Okay, sounds broken.
Sounds heavy. Let's open that sucker up.
Like a game of horseshoes.
Oh, look at this. Look at it. Whoa.
What is that?
I don't know.
It's like metal for a, it's a bunch something of metal that hangs on a front porch.
Oh.
Let me see. Can we bring...
I don't know what that is, dude. You're bringing out one piece at a time.
Here it is. It is a bookshelf? Oh, we may have someone that wants to buy it right here in the studio. A bird feeder station assembly instructions.
I might. Let me see.
We got a bird feeder. It is a...
Yeah, what kind is it? We'll look it up here.
I don't know. I got the scanner thing to activate my warranty.
Yeah, activate that warranty for sure. So we have here, it is a one-piece bird feeding pole outdoor, double shepherd, dog hooks, 5 base claws. New, it's $26. I bet we can get $5 for it.
Bring it on over.
What in the world is he... $5?
Eddie Lunchbox, it's in an old box.
This is a brand new box.
But you can't even see what it is.
Does it have all the parts?
Yes. Yeah, it's all wrapped. It's still in the bubbles.
Yeah, I'm going to say $5 is what we can get for that.
Oh my God.
I mean, I'll take it.
Have you ever gone to a garage sale?
That's my point. Yes, many.
Oh my gosh. You haven't been in a while because the stuff is high priced now.
We got another one.
Okay, let's do
another one.
Let's do one more here.
Right. This is an Amazon return, guys.
Oh. Oh, boy.
I thought they were all Amazon returns.
They are.
But that one's got the sticker on it and everything.
Yeah.
Okay, these are all returns.
All Amazon medium. We did an Amazon medium pallet. So if you're going to the pallet store today, you want an Amazon medium.
Why would you slam it?
You don't know what's in it.
Well, it's broken now.
It could be like a vase.
I got a microphone and Eddie's handing me these boxes like I'm supposed to be able to open it.
Okay, here we go.
All right. Oh, very nice.
Looks like clothes.
So medium.
Medium what?
Maybe these are onesies for babies.
Let me see.
3 to 6 months.
Ooh, your nephew, Bobby.
He's okay. He's over a year.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh,
it's a medium baby. Got it.
Yep.
License plate.
License plate.
Cover.
Okay. Yep, that's...
So far...
Rainbow, probably about $100.
No.
Oh, no.
Looks rare.
Yep, does look rare. Oh, what is this?
Guys, we bought a bunch of garbage.
Bandanas.
No, these
socks?
Are honest baby clothing. So that's expensive brand. That's that chick.
Jessica Alba.
The hottie. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So honest, if you could look up honest baby pants, Mike D, that'd be.
Throw them to Mike so he can see what they are.
Here you go, Mike.
All right.
And oh, wait, there's more. This.
What is that?
Car auto armrest cover pad.
The baby pants are new, $15. So
those are new.
$5. And then what's that? I don't know.
I don't know what this is, man.
It's an elbow pad.
The console.
Yeah,
$1.
$1.
I don't know why you would cover the console, but yeah. Oh, that's a kind of a dud box, huh?
Yeah. Okay, Mike, can you show us where we are financially now?
How much are these baby things?
I told you, $17 brand new.
Oh, this is $17?
So $5 selling them again.
Neutral basic 3 to 6 month old onesie. I mean, that is
Lunchbox. Your microphone's on the
what? I'm not gonna open them. Why would I ever open them?
So, what's our grand total, guys, right now?
271.
No,
and that's if it sells.
If it sells,
everything is gonna sell. If we say Bobby Bones Show, it's gonna sell. Like, you guys don't understand that.
One more.
Please do something good.
Oh, we got it.
This is sealed.
Oh, so sealed. Can't open it. Cannot open it.
What? Huh?
It's sealed. Like
okay,
this.
Well, what
this
is
from
it?
The factory.
Well, what
Bosch.
Is it? Okay, I know
not
it's Bosch.
Not Harry Bosch.
Bosch.
It is a Bosch 100V 70.7 TV ceiling loudspeaker 12W. A ceiling, like a surround sound, right? Did that not make sense?
I'm sure Mike D's typing away over
Mike.
There.
Hand it to Mike. Mike D. These are all the returns. Okay, and then we'll wrap it up after this.
It's a loudspeaker, man. That's a lot of money.
It's a loudspeaker.
It says loudspeaker.
It's got Bluetooth.
It probably does.
He's typing it in.
That has to be at least 200. I mean, that's straight from the factory, so that's never been opened. So why would they get rid of it?
Is it that one, Mike?
Oh!
Okay, so...
He said, is that it? Like, he got excited.
Buy it new, it is
$90. That's new! That is new!
I'd say we could sell it for
$50.
Yeah. $50?
Conservatively.
Oh, my goodness.
$50. Okay, so we're at almost $300?
No. $50, $321.
Okay.
We are rich.
Thank you. We spent over $500 on this stuff.
Another one?
No more. We got to go. But
another one.
We got to play the song. We'll come back. We'll do another one before we end the show, okay?
Okay.
All right, there you go. That's us opening junk. All right, thank you.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Miami-Dade, Florida. A 28-year-old woman was driving down the road when she saw a state trooper and fell in love with the color scheme of his car. It's like, man, I love the way that looks. So she went.
A police car?
Got her car painted exactly like a police car, the green and kind of yellow stripe down the side. And police saw her a couple days later driving. They're like, whoa, you're trying to be a police officer. They pulled her over. She goes, no, really. I just love the color scheme.
Okay.
She was arrested.
That's was she trying to be?
Try.
That's a weird one. I don't know. When he said fell in love, I thought she fell in love with the cop.
Yeah,
same.
Me too.
And he kind of slowed that up. He's like, she fell in love with the police officer's car. There was a guy in an old Crown Vic yesterday driving behind me with makeshift lights on top of it. And it looked like either an old cop car that got beat up and they sold, but I thought they would strip all the lights off, or like that Crown Vic car and they put, it just felt like a cop and everybody was going real slow. And the guy drove by, it was not a cop at all.
Just a dude?
Yeah, it was just a dude. Like, they should only allow cop cars to be a... Like, they should only make one kind of car for cop cars.
Yeah.
That's it. And random people can't have them after an auction.
Okay. I saw one of those the other day, and it was a security company.
Yeah.
It's just a dude, a security guard.
At least that, though... They have like a job that is hopefully to protect and to scare people, maybe, at their wherever they're securing... But here, this dude just driving around, scaring people.
And this one, she did put the blue light bar on top of the car.
So she loved all the colors.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
All right, we're going to go to the pallet one more time. It's the pallet of junk that we bought for over $500. We're trying to gather enough to sell it back for more than $500. I'm not feeling great about it so far. Amy, are you?
Because
then somebody's got to do all the work to list it.
And then it has to sell.
Right.
I feel like
you guys
Lunchbox,
are being disrespectful.
No,
to the
here's
box.
What just popped into my mind is that Lunchbox needs to take all this stuff and get on a corner somewhere and like sell it in person and have people come, because it's not. This is the time that's going to take to list all this on Facebook Marketplace is going to add up to more than $500.
It's gonna be a nightmare. Okay, like, let us just get a couple more of these things. I agree with you.
Time is money.
That's why we have Abby.
No.
Yeah, she does many roles here.
Okay, ready? Give me two more things here before we go.
We got a deluxe Fisher-Price kick and play piano gym.
Yeah!
People will pay high price for baby stuff, guys. Let me tell you, people love their babies.
But they'll pay a high price for a new one in a store.
Do you understand
because
this one,
the box is all beat up. First of all, it's been returned.
Up. Where?
All over it. It's all ripped up. Brand new, $48.
Woo!
We can get $20 for it. $20 for it. Conservatively.
Okay.
We may surprise ourselves to get more for some of this stuff, but you don't want to be over. You want to be under.
In business, you always want to be over in the numbers.
No, you don't. You don't want to set projections and not meet them.
We got a big dog.
Okay.
Big dog.
This is a long one. It's about 4 foot long. It looks like a sword. Is there anything in the box?
Yeah, man. It is a...
If there was a bunch of cash...
Why do you keep throwing things down?
Why do you throw stuff?
I didn't throw it. I set it down. It is a shower curtain tension rod.
Yeah.
You guys have to stop clapping like it's Family Feud. Someone gave a bad answer.
$1.
There's nothing good.
Stop! What do you mean there's nothing good? Have you guys been paying attention?
This thing is $16 new.
It is new.
We're not going to sell that. Put $1 down.
Yeah, $1.
You guys are...
No one's going to drive to get this anywhere.
The gas is like worth...
Yes.
Oh, hey, showers fall all the time.
I know. And you know what? I would go to Walmart. I would go get a new one.
But would you? But here's the question. Would you rather have one from Walmart or would you rather have one from the Bobby Bones show?
I don't care.
Oh.
If it's closer, Walmart. Okay, that's it. We're done.
I mean,
we're done for the day.
One more. This
okay,
is
Morgan, will you tell us what's on the podcast today?
Oh, man.
Yeah,
go
Lunchbox
ahead.
And Eddie opened up some of the boxes that came in the pallet, which
we're doing more
There's
now.
More happening.
Terrible. He's like fighting
that?
For
you
a pallet.
That?
Yeah.
It's money being made.
That's a shower rod that was our least expensive thing ever. All right, one more.
Eddie embarrassed his son at homecoming.
That's true. Give me one more, Morgan.
And you guys played the 90s movie quote game.
Eddie, pull one more box.
Do you want to use that one right now?
Oh, yeah.
Think so?
We're
not excited by you guys being like, oh, yeah. You do it every time.
Oh, this is a heavy mother. Whoa.
There is no box. Looks like
a
yoga mat.
No.
It is a car and SUV cargo liner. Motor Trend.
Motor Trend, baby.
Yeah, we made some money here. This is $1,000.
What?
Yeah, it is.
Motor Trend Heavy Duty. Is it a premium Flex Tough All Protection Cargo Mat Liner?
It says Total Protection.
Total Protection collects dirt, mud, and sand. MT BDK.
The measurements. Read the measurements.
31.5 inches by 50 inches.
Oh.
Or 80 centimeters by 127 centimeters, whichever one you prefer.
Okay, well.
Oh, my
gosh. Yeah.
Well, let me just say this. That liner to get it new, and that would say that's new. It's still
Brand
in the
new.
Plastic.
Still in the plastic.
That liner to get it new, $24.
Oh, dang it, man. Dang it. So we'll sell it for 20.
We'll sell it for
five.
Five!
No one's going to buy it, dude.
You have to be very specifically looking
yes.
for
okay,
that.
Well, that's it. We're out of here today.
Oh,
you guys
man.
Have a great day. Our total money right now is $352.
Hey, you want to hear this? That's our money going down the tubes, man.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, right. We're going to make some money. You guys are so negative.
Tomorrow. All right. Thank you, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye, buddy.
Come on, y'all. Bobby Bones Show. Yeah.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy design, impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.